Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duckworth. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Duckworth. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Jim Duckworth. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 1 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cottier picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cottier. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside takes first base on ball 4. Cottier moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cottier moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cottier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-2 in the game. Leppert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a pop-up towards short. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cottier hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to third. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Jim King pinch hits for Don Leppard. Bill Daly now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. King moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. King scores. Lock goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 5, Twins, 5. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to third. 2 outs. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Ken Retzer now catching. Ron Klein now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cottier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Lee Stang. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verhals for the out. Green moves to second. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cotter is walked intentionally. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Ray Moore now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Breeding is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Ray Moore. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Locke is called out on strikes. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Zimmer moves to second. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Cottier is walked intentionally. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Ron Klein. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Claude Osteen now pitching. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-5 in the game. Virals hits a line drive towards third. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 5. The Senators will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Virals. Retzer moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Retzer moves to third. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King is walked intentionally. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Retzer scores. King moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Senators. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-6 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Minter trying to get to third. King throws the ball into Zimmer, who tags Minter for the out. Two outs. Camillo Pasquale pinch runs for Earl Batty. Vic Power pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pasquale moves to third. Wally Post pinch hits for Jim Perry. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.